listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a time when God asked a very important question to his people. It's found in Zechariah chapter 7, verse 5. Let me read that verse to you. Say to all the people of the land and say to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the 5th and 7th months during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me? Now, God knows who we are. Psalm 103, verses 13 and 14 says, that as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. God knows that we need material, tangible things to help convince us of the reality of the spiritual things around us. God cares about how we regard the material world. He wants us to use it for his glory, instead of being a slave to material things. One of the ways God helps us put the material world into perspective is by fasting. A time of fasting, and by that I mean abstaining from food or any kind of caloric intake. A time of fasting shows that we put our spiritual needs and concerns above our material needs and concerns. Yet, we can twist a good gift like fasting, and we can even use it as an occasion for spiritual pride. That was exactly the problem in Zechariah's day. The priests fasted, but they didn't fast for the right reasons. God asked them, again, it's in Zechariah 7:5, did you really fast for me? For me. God's word through Zechariah rebuked the people of God for what their fasting had become. It had become indulgent pity parties instead of a time to genuinely seek God. And as the prophet explained, their lives were not right when they did eat and drink. That they did for themselves, not for the Lord. A few days of fasting every year couldn't make up for the rest of the year that was lived only for themselves. Isn't it challenging to think about how much we do for ourselves and not for the Lord? What might the Lord come to us about and say, did you really do this for me? For me? We can pray in such a manner so that people will admire our prayer. We can sing songs of worship, hoping that people will hear our great voice. Or we worry about them hearing our poor voice. Either way, it's all about self, not God. The great mistake they made in Zechariah's time was not in fasting. Fasting is a good thing. But it was in thinking that a day of ritualistic fasting could make up for an everyday life that ignored God. Later, the prophet asked them, should you not have obeyed the words which the Lord proclaimed? Because their hearts were not right with God, their rituals were not right before God. Everyday obedience would make their times of fasting meaningful, but their neglect of everyday obedience made their fasting hypocritical. The point is that both the Lord and his prophet Zechariah, they were not against fasting. Again, fasting is a good thing. We should do more of it, not less of it. But they were against the wrong kind of fasting. Fasting that was only a ritual. Fasting that thought it could make up for a life that ignores God. Used the right way, fasting is a wonderful part of our walk with God. Just make sure that you do it for the Lord and not for self, as we should live our entire Christian life unto his glory, and not for our own glory and credit.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.